The Scared Soul, a philosophical horror. This is a fictional horror, but not a thriller story. It glances into the unknown destiny of a soul extracted from a freshly dead human being. A thoughtful journey of soul who is scared of its new form. An unknown destiny and the worries which are clinging it to the materialistic world. Samir, or Sam, as his friends called him, was a cheerful and jolly man in his early 30s. And, to be precise, around 37 years old. He had a great family, led a decent life, had a good job, and everything that is needed for leading a happy middle-class life. Everything was going well. Until that unfortunate day when he had met with an accident during his morning jog. He was wearing the headsets and was lost in the music. This prevented him from paying attention to the honks coming from the biker who lost his control and collided with Sam as his bike skid. Fortunately for the biker, he survived with minor injuries on his wrists and a wounded knee due to the helmet that smashed while saving his face. But for Sam, in absence of any safety gear, he suffered severe skull injury due to hitting his head on the negligently placed roadside rock. Although a case of accident was registered, the biker was let off due to no fault of his. While the case of negligence was put against Sam as he was listening to the loud music while carelessly crossing the road. The biker had honked continuously, but the loud music diluted the sound of honks. Sam was immediately rushed to the hospital. But due to the skull injury, he had skipped into the coma state. Fortunately for him, an onlooker, who was also a paramedic, had successfully administered CPR on him. This saved his life till the medical aid arrived. Sam experienced an out-of-body effect as he rose from his coma state in the form of a soul. He was confused and also felt lost as he looked at his inanimate body, which had slipped into coma. He could spectate the medical staff who were treating him in the intensive care unit. While outside the ICU, his family and dear ones were worried and waiting impatiently with moist eyes. He was unable to recall what had happened. So, he tried to ask his parents, his friends, and whosoever he could. However, no one was capable of listening to or seeing a soul. On hearing their talks, he could recall what had happened. He realized his mistake and cursed himself for negligence. But it was of no use now. He wanted second chance, but he had concluded that he was already dead. He goes back into the ICU and examines his body. While doing so, he notices that his heart rate was still live, although very low. He heard the doctor explaining that due to severe jerk on the skull, his brain was affected, which had resulted into slipping him into the coma state. Although the surgery could save him, but his brain would take its own unestimated time towards recovery. Sam was relieved that he was still alive, but then, how come he was out of his body? He left the ICU and wandered around within the premises of the hospital. While wandering, he reached the morgue, where he spotted another person in bright and glowing robes, holding a staff, somewhat like a wizard. She was moving towards a body of an old woman that had freshly arrived and being prepared for the post-mortem. She waved her staff over the body while the purple aura that emerged from her staff engulfed it. The purple aura turned brighter and retreated into the staff. While she was about to leave, she spots Sam and smiles at him.
"Hey, young soul. Seems that your time is not up yet. Until then, goodbye.
Hey, wait! Who are you? And what have you done to this old woman?
You are the first person who has called her as old woman. As of now, everybody here has been calling her a body. Is it what a person becomes as soon as death overtakes?
Yes, you are right. It's a pity. Whole life, a person spends his life among his own people with an identity. But as soon as he dies, he instantly loses it and becomes a body. Unfortunately, I am one too, or would soon become one.
Hey, but you have still not mentioned as to who are you?
Oh, I thought you must have already recognized me by now. Well, you see, I am the Angel of Death. Actually, one of them, to be precise. It's a huge organization, you know? Anyways, as I said, your time has not yet arrived.
Angel of Death?
This way?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you know? Angel of Death, wearing a bright glowing attire with a shiny staff, like a wizard. Am I dreaming?
What did you expect then?
Pardon me, but shouldn't the attire and appearance of a death angel be, you know, dark and scary? And how come such a pleasant-looking woman is an angel of death?
Seriously, dear? You have made my day with your joke. You humans seriously have a weird imagination. And what was that stereotypical question of yours?
How can a death angel be a woman?
I take it as an unexpected insult.
Oh, please. That wasn't my intention. It was just out of what I, or rather we all humans, have been assuming. Please accept my apology. You see, we have never seen a real death angel ever before.
Ah, poor baby. Look at you. Relax, Sam. I can understand. Well, you humans have developed lots of wrong perceptions and theories. But anyways, see you soon.
See you soon. In a sense, am I already dead, or it's a nightmare of mine?
No, you are not. Yet. Nor has your time arrived.
So, when is it expected to arrive?
Sorry, dear. As part of the code of conduct of my job, I am not supposed to reveal that. Hope you understand.
I can understand. I am just curious about my fate. What will I do in the meantime, and how am I supposed to deal with this state of mind?
Well, I cannot do much. But let me safely lead this soul to her destination, and I shall be back here. Wait here till I return.
The Angel of Death vanishes, and Sam continues his stroll across the hospital. He visits various sections and wards while spectating the happenings around there. He could spot dull, depressed, and rejoiced faces as well. Somewhere there were mourns, while somewhere, the atmosphere was filled with overjoyed excitement. After the entire tour of that not-so-amusing place, he finally retreats to the same place where he had met the Angel of Death. Moments later his arrival, he spots a flash of light, and there emerges the Angel of Death.
So, you are back.
As promised.
So, tell me, where are you supposed to take me once I finally die? Maybe in some while.
Well, where shall you want to go? It depends on your wish.
What? Do we really get choice?
Yes, of course. How can I know where would you want to go until you tell me?
Are you making fun of me?
Do you think I am some sort of court jester?
No, I mean, isn't it what you guys decide as our destiny? I mean, whether to take me to heaven or hell.
Well, I keep forgetting. You humans have weaved your own web of imaginations that push you away from accepting the reality. First of all, let me make it clear. There are no such planets in this universe with those names. You humans, I am not sure from where, come up with such fantasies.
Now you are confusing me. Aren't we supposed to pay for our sins in hell and get rewarded for our virtues in heaven?
What you just mentioned about is this place. Of course, when you are alive.
What?
This hospital?
Oh dear. This planet. None other than the Earth, where you humans reside. What you just mentioned is what you experience here. Your deeds get redeemed in form of happiness and sufferings based on their nature. That's what exactly you humans call as heaven and hell. It's right here, nowhere else.
So, where have you taken that old woman to?
Well, you see, she had no regrets nor wishes left. I led her to the final destiny of the souls who spend their peaceful eternity. The planet of souls.
And what if she had some regrets or wish left?
Well, let me show you something. For that, I will need to have you instilled in this staff of mine. If you would want to come along with me on a journey of truth.